New FM.
The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. How you doing?
Happy Thursday.
That's what I meant to say. I knew it was one of the ones that started with T.
You had a 50-50. It's all right. It has been, honestly, we spoke about it yesterday. I'll say it again. It
Tuesday.
Has been such a long week.
Oh, my God.
What a punish.
Yeah, we are at the pointy end, though. Thank God. We're further along than I thought.
Not only the pointy end of the week, but the pointy end of the year as well.
You are correct.
Today's the last day of November. Tomorrow is December. That is crazy, isn't
it? That is crazy. But we are here and we have arrived. How was your day yesterday, Stephen?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Me and Siobhan are cooking Greek food at the moment.
That's right. You spun it up on the wheel of food.
Yeah, so we cooked, like, I think it's called a moussaka.
Oh, moussaka's a good meal.
It's basically just lasagna.
Correct.
But instead of pasta, you use, like, eggplant and potato, basically.
Yeah, really good, right?
It was really, really nice. Hey, took a lot of time, but worth it at the end.
That is one of those, usually you cook that on the weekend when you got all day.
All time.
All the time in the world.
What did you get up to yesterday?
Yesterday, I was out doing buying stuff for the shop. Mm-hmm. Long day.
Oh, really?
Long day. I finished up probably, I don't know, 6:30 or something.
That's tough yakka.
It was tough yakka. But yesterday I went to, Beaumont Street, Derby Street, the lovely Kai Fan for dinner.
Ooh. Treat yourself.
Oh, my God. There's this pork dish where they stew it with, like, a finely chopped vegetable, and that is a next-level dish. If you're up for a succulent Chinese meal, that's the one to go for.
Grevo approved. Jess, what'd you get up to yesterday?
Oh, it was Dad's birthday, so I hung out with Dad, had my first, like, dirty Chinese takeaway meal in, like, I can't even remember how long.
Oh, what'd you get?
It was so good. Just fried rice and, like, that honey chicken.
Oh, that is the filthiest of all the Chinese meals, isn't it?
So good.
I don't think much honey is involved.
Doesn't matter.
It's got that golden look to it, though, doesn't
Crispy,
it?
Crispy, yummy.
I feel like sometimes with the Chinese meal, ignorance is bliss.
100%
You just don't want to look and see what's in it, because if you do, you know.
You might not like it anymore.
You might realise.
You think about it too hard.
Just how bad it is for you. Yeah.
Succulent it is, though, isn't it?
New FM is local as, and you're waking up with the Novos.
New FM.
Oh, my God, that storm yesterday afternoon was wild, because I was at Hamilton at the shop when it hit.
Sure.
And I just still had, like, the doors open and stuff, because I was just doing some work at the back, and suddenly there was just water in the door and everywhere all around all at once. It was crazy.
How's this as well? We were sitting on the couch yesterday watching some telly. Siobhan looked out the window and went, "We should bring the washing in." We brought it in off the line, I kid you not, like 5 seconds later, the sky opened up. Someone cut open that bag and came falling down.
Well, you were saying you got hail, yeah?
We got hail at Charlestown Castle, yeah.
There was a lot of, like, there wasn't hail in Hamilton, but there was this very, like, thin strips of lightning, like, straight from the cloud to the ground.
I played five-a-side yesterday as well.
In the rain?
Well, I called them up. I was like, surely all the games are cancelled. It's hailing at my house. Like, if it's still hailing, we're not going to play, right? And they said, probably not.
What is that? What do you
probably?
Mean?
Well, I'm not playing in the hail. I'll tell you that for free.
So outrageous. You didn't go to the game even?
Nah, I did play. Dried up by the time. We played like 7:30 at night or something like that. It was clear by then.
Yeah, and also within your bedtime, like, agreement time.
Just,
isn't it? Yeah.
Barely.
Well, is that the latest game you'll play, 7:30?
We actually played 7:45, and yes, that's the latest I'll play.
Keep that in note and keep that in mind. Stephen will play no later games of any sport.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
A lot of people working on clean-up duty this morning, yeah, Jess?
Yeah, as you guys, we're talking about pretty nasty storm ripped through parts of Newcastle and the Hunter last night. I think we only got lightning out at Thornton, so that's all right. We're fine, but some people aren't fine. They still don't have power this morning. There's about 600 homes and businesses still without power around Arcadia Vale. Dora Creek, Morissette and Martinsville still affected as as well. Power may not be back on until this afternoon, but we'll see what happens. Lots of fallen trees and power lines around, and there was some minor flash flooding in Lake Macquarie too. So,
jeez, flooding.
Get the power lines underground.
Well, yeah.
Get them underground. A bit of wind shouldn't cut power to, you know, all these suburbs. It's outrageous.
Well, yeah, you were saying just yesterday over west where you're from, everything's underground. All the power.
Most of the power is, yeah. I come over here, I'm like, oh, this is vintage. It's cool. A little bit like vintage. Ooh, throwback. Get the power lines underground. Come on now.
Yeah, it's also, I feel like it's also an eyesore, you know?
Very much an eyesore.
When I was over in the States a while back, and everything's underground power-wise.
Makes sense, I think.
I guess so, because then every time there's wind, as you said, and there is a lot more storms these days, like heavy storms, it should get rid of the power outages, I guess.
So anyway. Amongst the team, though, everything around your place is all right, Jess?
I think so.
Yeah. Yours seems all right, Creamo?
Yeah.
Just a bit damp.
Yeah, same. Just a bit damp at the Charlestown Castle. That's
very good.
Lucky
very
overall,
good.
I suppose.
Indeed.
Changing pace, negotiations are still going on with Bradman Best.
Yeah, so no one wanted to say it was definitely a done deal yesterday.
There was a lot of dancing around it, wasn't there?
Oh, yeah. CEO Philip Gardner said he's pretty confident that Bradman is going to sign on, but he said that nothing is ever certain in rugby league, so you never know. Bradman Best himself yesterday didn't want to say yay or nay either, but hopefully. And there's negotiations too with Adam O'Brien. Philip Gardner commented on that yesterday, saying they really want to keep AOB around for an extended period of time. So there's ongoing contract negotiations there, but it looks like Tyrone Thompson, Leo Thompson's brother, is going to come to the Knights as well in 2025. So,
what do you think will happen, Stephen? Do you think Bradman Best back again?
I think so. I'd like to think so. I think he's pretty set up. I think he's got a place in like Merriweather or something like that. I think he's living the good life.
Yeah.
So
he seems pretty happy here.
The other thing as well, which I think is so interesting, is how much the discourse has changed around Adam O'Brien in six months.
Oh my literally. God.
Like 6 months ago,
sack him.
He was gone. Yeah. For all money, he was gone. And now they're like, let's get him back long term. 10 weeks in football is such a long time.
It really has changed his fortunes because now, what we're hearing about ongoing contract negotiations. He's like, I want more money, obviously, behind the scenes.
You win 10 in a row, I suppose. That gives you that kind of leverage.
That's it. And take it when you can get it because, like, the next 10 weeks could be long again. You never know.
It'd be big year this year. It's our year. How's this for some facts and stats, I suppose.
Sure.
More than 50% of people surveyed through the UK and US are uncertain if they want a funeral when they unfortunately pass.
So no more of this.
Well, a whole lot less of this. So if you break down the numbers, 24% of the responders said they did not want a funeral, definitely.
That's a quarter. No funeral, please.
Yeah, no funeral at all. While 28% said they were not sure or did not know.
Jeez.
So it seems like the tradition of a funeral going out the window. I mean, there was lots of different reasons. People were saying they were too morbid. You know, they'd rather have like a more upbeat, bright celebration of life.
Sure. And I get that.
Yeah, well, that's it. And I can understand that as well. Another thing that was a big factor was financial burden. So, I mean, people were given a whole lot of reasons why they wouldn't want a service when they passed. And it was kind of like a tick this box plus any other box you want. You know, it could be all of the above, pick one or multiple boxes. So, I mean, I think the money could be spent another way. 67% of people ticked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point was ticked by 55%. I don't want a traditional service ticked by 43%.
Jeez, a lot of people just want out of the funeral game. Funeral people would be worried, wouldn't they? The businesses.
Yeah, well, Archbishop of Canterbury is blowing up deluxe.
Oh, God, give it a break.
How's this for a quote? It is shocking to discover that death may be seen as expensive, time-consuming and irrelevant. Well, it's easy enough for you to say. You're not having to pay for them.
Well, and also, you're probably doing all right on good coin, I reckon.
Yeah. What do you feel, Crevo? Oh, these numbers come out, they make you think naturally.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't waste the money. First of all, when it comes to, like, when I die, harvest all the organs that you need because someone else can use them. Happy days. I've already signed online and done all that.
Right. Okay.
Secondly, just you know, whatever's cheapest, just chuck it in a box in the ground. And then if you want, have a good party. Like, get some of this gear going, you know.
You want this?
Yeah. Darude sandstorm, please. I want everyone up and about, raving, you know, have some good food, plenty of wine, maybe a couple of beers. Well, whatever you want, you know, have a good time.
I think while I was alive, I would never want everyone to be upset at my expense. Yeah. So, like, why would I want that when I'm past?
That, great point. Yeah. I'm not a morbid type person, so I don't want a big old sad party. No thanks.
I agree. Last question I've got for you as well, Craver, actually, yeah. Just out of curiosity. Isn't it like a long process to get all your organs donated and stuff like that?
No, 5 minutes.
Really?
Yep, jump online, do it if you haven't. Get on the little register thing.
I might look at it then.
They're very good, I'm glad.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novos, 3 of a Kind.
All right, shout someone special to Brekkie on us, I suppose. We're playing 3 of a Kind. You got a chance to win $60 vouchers to spend however you want at Sherwood Coffee, the newest best brew by locals for locals. And everyone listening can just win automatically. If you search Sherwood Coffee, download their app, and get your first coffee free with the code FIRST.
Now, this is so good because it's a $60 voucher, so you can go over there. You could just buy heaps of coffee for yourself, like a big bag of it or something,
mm-hmm.
Or you go over there, have a lovely breakfast. Oh, they've got this amazing, like, scrambled egg thing inside a croissant. It looks so good. It's got my mouth watering just looking at the menu now.
You'll feel fancy having it as well.
Oh, yeah.
If it sounds good to you, which I'm sure it does, 4967405 is the magic number. Call up, play 3 of a Kind. You win. You can get yourself that voucher. Plus, of course, everyone on air in the draw for New FM's Not So Silent Night happening next Tuesday.
This is, money can't buy experience, Not So Silent Night. Not only do you get to go off to see the Christmas Light Spectacular at Hunter Valley Gardens, but beforehand, we're all hanging out. We've got some music, maybe a cheeky bite to eat here or there as well.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a heap of fun.
Entertainment for the kids.
That's all that stuff's going to be there. Plus, a visit from the big man himself. Santa is coming to visit. That's right. He'll be there, you know, cruising into the Hunter Valley Gardens. Oh, is that Santa? Yes, it is.
Most certainly
brilliant.
Is.
Let's do this. Let's meet our first contestant for this morning.
Lynn Fletcher. Let's go to Mick. Morning, Mick. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. You excited? Ready to go?
Yeah, pretty pumped.
Yeah, okay. Do you understand how the game works?
I do, yeah.
All right, no excellent. Dramas at all. Well, up against you, Mick, in Madawi is Jody. How are you?
Oh,
Jody. Very well, thanks. You sound a bit quiet, so you might have to yell really loud when you buzz in.
Yeah,
but
please.
You are there. All right, so let's get into this, of course. We've explained the rules, and we just need to test everyone's buzzer first. So your name is your buzzer. Mick, you go first.
Mick.
Lovely. Jody.
Jody.
Yeah, easy. I can hear you there, Jody.
That loud at minimum, okay?
All right, here we go. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you is Dulux, Taubman's, British Paints. Oh, Mick was so quick there. Mick?
Just brands of paint, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. Well done.
One right you are.
On the board.
Right you are.
Here we go. Next one I've got for the two of you is Lano Lips, Dior, Fenty Beauty.
Mick.
Mick was quickest there.
I'm going to say, like, perfumes or something.
I can't take perfumes. I'm going to throw it over to Jody.
Makeup brands.
Yeah, makeup brands is what we're looking for.
That means we're...
I didn't really hear it, so it was hard, but anyway.
Well, you had a stab in the dark, mate. You were close. You were there or thereabouts.
You're in the ballpark, but close only counts in grenades, okay?
All right, let's go to a tiebreaker then. We are at one apiece.
I want to play the suspense music, but I want to hear Jody as well, so I'm going to play it really low volume, all right?
Okay, that seems only fair.
You can only hear that just in the background. Yeah, very good.
Here we go. Last one for all the chockies. I've got tennis, squash, badminton.
Jody.
Mick.
Oh, Jody was quickest there.
Ooh.
Sports games, ball games.
Oh, you know what? I'm not going to take that, actually.
Hang on.
Oh.
Yeah, not... What was the last thing you said? Well, hang on. We got to take your first...
I actually didn't hear that. What was that?
Racket games.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We're taking it? Okay, she's gone and done
it. Anticlimactic.
Oh,
anticlimactic indeed. But
Mick pretty upset, but Mick, well, here's what we can do, Mick. How about we get you on tomorrow for another shot?
Yeah,
Righto, boys. Yeah,
all right, sounds
both
good.
Both of you in the draw for tickets to New FM's Not So Silent Night as well, so fingers crossed you can land those.
Now, though, switching gears a little bit, something, I guess it's a little more serious, but we're trying to help out this Christmas because basically this year, it's a huge issue with, like, cost of living, right? So at the moment, up to 33%... of people are having some sort of food insecurity or issues with, like, paying the bills and stuff.
Really?
This month, right?
Is that right? 33%?
Yep. So very, very, like, as I said, cost of living is a huge problem this year. As we've all experienced, price of everything has gone through the roof, right? So what we're doing is we've set up a little food drive.
Yeah.
We're basically collecting food, non-perishable food, at the Sandgate Bunker here at New FM. If you're trying to find that, it's 173 to 175 Maitland Road here in Sandgate. We're collecting all that up all the way till the end of the week, and then you and I, we're going to go and drop it off at the free pantries around Newcastle.
Yeah, some community food pantries, basically. Try and spread the love so that everyone can be fed this year, basically.
Yeah, that's it. And here's another stat for you. This year, children have represented 22% of all food secure insecure Australians.
No
so
good.
Coming into Christmas, like, you might be thinking, oh, you know, what presents are the kids going to get this year? A lot of kids are basically even going hungry, which is just really, really sad and shouldn't be happening in Australia.
Not at all. And you mentioned we're looking for non-perishables.
Yeah.
Some of the other stuff, it comes in the form of this. This is some of the stuff we would like if you can spare. Tinned food, soups, noodles, snacks, hygiene products, bottled water. There's all the kind of gear we're looking for. And then, like you said, we can distribute that around Newcastle and the Hunter to the food pantries knocking about.
There's already been a lot of generous donations. We only launched this yesterday.
Yeah, I'm honestly so surprised at how quick they started coming in.
Yeah, so if you can, even when you're just at the checkout and you see, like, a few things on special, you know, that a few things are on a deal, just grab those, and it every little bit counts, you know. So even if it's just some noodles, or, you know, a couple of cheap soups or something that you can see there, if you throw those in the trolley at the checkout, it can really help make someone's day. The other thing is that's really good is, like, snacks and treats. So, you know, if you're having a rough time, say, you know, some Tim Tams or something that are on half price at the moment, that can really just brighten someone's day and help them make them feel better this week. So whatever you can spare, any small amount, throw it in and then just put it in a bag and bring it to the New FM reception here, and Stephen and I are going to get it distributed this week. So the idea is to get the stuff out there as soon as possible to help people around our region who are doing it tough at the moment.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, Stephen, have you heard about this 1970 Ford Falcon they found under a house in Queensland?
No.
Been sitting under there for 47 years.
Wow.
Just, like, they bought it. And
is it just on stilts or something? It's been sitting under there.
Yeah, it's like one of those Queenslander houses that are raised up. Been sitting under there. They took it to auction. It got $230,000.
Wow.
So it was like a really old, rare Ford Falcon. And they didn't even really clean it because, like, they're worried about, you know, damaging the integrity of the original paint. The windscreen, everything's still covered in filth. $230,000. This guy did not know he was sitting on a gold mine.
Lucky he took it to auction instead of just selling it to someone.
Yeah,
on
Marketplace. I got a dirty old car under here. He wants to drag it away for scrap. Oh, my God. That is the dream, to find something like that. A real treasure.
And, Crevo, as a foodie, I know you are a big fan of fellow foodie and celeb chef, I suppose, Nigella Lawson.
Oh, Nigella Lawson. You know, her padding down the stairs late at night. Why is she in a dressing gown? I'm not sure, but she can whip me up any food and I'll enjoy it.
She's one of your faves, isn't she? Well, she's creating a bit of a storm at the moment. She's quite polarizing because she's ditching the Christmas fruitcake this festive season, instead opting for a chocky cake.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Can you? So, Lawson argues that if no one in the family enjoys dried fruit, there is no point in having a traditional Christmas cake that ends up, and this is her quote, Nigella's quote, gathering dust. She said, "Much as I love a slice of dense, damp Christmas cake, if chocolate cake appeals more, go for it.
You know what? That's a great point. I think.
Do you agree?
Yeah, you know what? Fruitcake, I feel like, is a hangover from a time when that you didn't have fresh fruits available. You know? It's this old fuddy-duddy sort of like dessert that should be left in the past.
Now, I will agree that a fruitcake can be real hit or miss. It's like, I would liken it to the mandarins of the cake world. If you get a really good mandarin, they're unbelievable, but a real dodgy one is no good. Fruitcakes can be described the same. And I've heard through the grapevine that Jess Rouse from our newsroom makes an unbelievable fruitcake. Is this true?
It is epic. Epic fruitcake.
Is this like a family recipe passed on?
It's my gran's recipe, and I never eat any other fruitcake. All fruitcakes are disgusting in comparison to this fruitcake.
What? That's ruined fruitcakes for you.
That's a big call. That is a big call.
It's moist. It's delicious.
Oh, well, I tend to agree with Jess.
So good.
I think when it's a good fruitcake, it is a must. It is a staple at your Christmas spread.
Oh, there's better desserts.
But the numbers are surprising me. Like, so a 2022 consumer survey found that in the under 35s bracket, they mostly consider fruitcake to be the most boring type of cake, with a third of this age group believing it needs a makeover. And according to British retailers, one in five people who buy or bake a Christmas cake admit they don't enjoy it.
Yeah, you know what? I believe that. It's a left in the past type of dessert.
And we need
to modernise the Christmas dessert.
I think there's still a place on your spread for the Christmas cake. But let's do it. 4967-4105. Of course, we are getting into the festive season. Only one sleep away from December. What is your superior Christmas dessert?
Yeah.
What has to be part of the spread?
Yeah, what's Newcastle's favourite Christmas dessert? I'm going to get the ball rolling with pavlova.
Oh, pavlova is unbelievable.
You want to say fruitcake's better than pavlova?
Isn't pavlova just as old as fruitcake? Like, if we're talking about leaving desserts in the past.
Nah. Fruitcake came over on, you know, Captain Cook's ship, and they were still, like, complaining about it back then. At least pavlova's, you know, freshly invented here in Australia. You know it's a good one then.
Well, I'm not sure. I think he's making up numbers as he goes, is my honest reflection. But let's 4967-4105, and we'll keep the giveaways festive as well.
Yes.
Because you've got family passes to New FM's Not So Silent Night. And look, if you got tickets to this is a great way to dictate what could be part of the spread next Tuesday when we go to New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Yeah, that's right. So Not So Silent Night, of course, you get to go out there. There's going to be a bite to eat, entertainment. Plus, everyone goes over to the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular as a group. So
4 million lights.
I know, and all for free. So if you want to win that, call up. All you got to do is tell us, what's your favourite Christmas dessert? Yeah, we'll start in Wood Rising. Hey, Mia, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. What's the ultimate Christmas dessert here in Newcastle?
I have to say pavlova.
Yes! A point for pavlova.
But I am a partial to a very good fruitcake. If it's moist and nice, I'll eat it. If not, yeah, no. Pavlova. 100%.
All right.
I will admit, pavlova is probably safer of the two. But the peak of the fruitcake far outweighs the peak of the pavlova.
No, it doesn't. That's outrageous. Oh, my God. All Stephen, right. You're out of control.
We'll go to Belmont next. Coz, what's your thoughts? What's the ultimate Chrissy dessert?
Oh, the best pavlova that my gran taught me how to make, but sadly we lost her 2 years ago, and nothing will beat the wonderful pavlova she taught us to make with all the fruit on it.
Ah, yeah.
So who's taking over the responsibilities of making the pavlova now? Because that is a big job.
Oh, we can all do it. It's putting the most fruit on and doing a couple of layers of the fruit that makes the best pavlova. You've got to have all the good seasoned fruit on there.
Yeah, there you go.
One thing I do like about a pavlova is it does trick you into thinking you're eating something slightly more healthy. You see some fresh fruit on the top. Yeah. Well, it's certainly not, but you get that illusion anyway, don't you?
Well, certainly so. Let's wrap this up in Edgeworth. Beck, what's the ultimate Christmas dessert?
Definitely pavlova.
Yes.
We have the traditional as well as the pavlova with a cheesecake base.
What?
What?
Yeah, so we have the cheesecake base and then essentially everything else on top.
Adapt, improvise, overcome. That is evolution at its finest.
I know, two desserts and no fruit
cake. Darwin is thinking, you know, how good's this? This is, the fittest do survive. The strongest and the smartest, they do survive. And they do cheesecake pavlovas. That's the winner.
Yeah, definitely.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with The Novos.
105.3 New FM.
And if you just jumped in the car or you're getting ready for work, just a quick reminder, today is Oz Music T-shirt Day, which is, of course, raising urgently needed funds for music workers. The money raised will go directly to Support Act, which helps every person in the music industry doing it tough. So that's like all the soundies as well, all the promoters.
Everyone.
Everyone gets a little slice of the pie, and it's a good excuse to whip out some of your favourite, I guess, band T-shirts.
Yeah, everyone here on the team involved, which is great.
Absolutely. So, the website is www.ozmusictshirtday.org.au. Let's do a bit of a roll call amongst the team,
yeah,
if you will,
yeah, ready,
and see what everyone's repping. I'll start.
Okay.
I've got on my Missy Higgins T-shirt today.
Nice one.
One of my favourite Australian acts of all time. Thought I'd jump on and rep that.
Correct.
All right,
very
let's
good.
Go next to the newsroom. Okay. Jess, what are you repping this morning?
The best pub rock band of all time, Cold Chisel.
Oh, massive call, backed up though.
Very nice.
Absolutely standing by that. All right, to
Brilliant.
Producer Chip in the other studio, what do you got on today, mate?
I've got my Wingham Music Festival T-shirt on from when I went last year. Lots of Aussie acts on there.
So you couldn't pick one band. You went, you know what? This has got lots of different bands on them.
Well, the headline act was Daz Braithwaite, so I reckon that's about as Aussie as it gets.
Absolutely, we'll
Very
take
good.
That. Now, Crevo, who are you repping today?
So I've gone with a Cold Chisel shirt as well.
You
liar!
No,
absolute porkies.
You can only so it looks like a plain white shirt, right? But you can, if you got the UV light out, it's like it's only visible under ultraviolet light.
Crevo is the Grinch of Oz Music T-shirt Day. Hey, don't be the Crevo at your workplace. Remember to get your.
No one wants
to be the Crevo. Your favourite Oz bands, Oz artists, and make sure you donate at www.ozmusictshirtday.org.au.
We head just down the M1, south a little bit, just to Melbourne, where this guy, 61 years of age, Paul Goodwin is his name, is in a bit of trouble for his job, right? And it's funny you mentioned council. This is also a council story.
Right, okay.
So his job is usually to get about doing like maintenance and stuff, gardening, that kind of thing, just helping out a general hand around the council. He's been doing it for 15 years.
Is it mainly gardening stuff, is it?
Yeah, mostly gardening stuff, yeah. So he's been doing it for 15 years now. However, he's been fired because, there's this, he's been, an anonymous complaint was put in about him regularly being seen at local shops. Now, you might be thinking, what's the go with that? The deal is that he'd been parking his work ute for like hours and hours on end and just doing his shopping and just hanging out at the shops instead of doing his work.
Wow. I was going to say, he's got to be doing more than just his shop because it doesn't take anyone hours and hours to
That's
do their
the thing.
Shop.
Yeah, he must, I don't know, maybe there's a pub or something. Or
gallivanting about.
Just hanging out rather than doing his work. The reason they were able to tell this, right, because they got this complaint. They're like, surely not this guy, right? Surely he's not doing this. Apparently, they had a GPS tracker put on his ute. And then they've looked on the system.
No good.
They're like, he's never out doing any work. He's always just at the shops.
It's getting harder and harder to bludge, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you would have thought...
Back in the good old days...
You could get away with it.
If you were mischievous and a little bit devious, you could get away with doing not so much work while you're on the clock, as long as you had, like, a pretty airtight excuse.
Yeah.
These days, everyone's got a camera on the back of their phone, in their pockets, they've got all the GPS. It's getting harder and harder to get money for nothing.
Hard work.
Dire Straits would be rolling around at the moment, absolutely furious.
Hard-working bludgers are having to be even more, I guess, devious in their systems and plans. You can't just do a bit of old-fashioned bludging anymore.
It's probably almost easier just to do the work these days. Oh, that's outrageous.
That is difficult. And wrong, wrong, wrong. Story out yesterday around, I guess, a lack of local councillors. Now, this is not specifically in Newcastle, but around the country, really, there's less and less people wanting to get into the council game, if you will.
Right, okay.
So what I thought we could do, perhaps, around the team is, I guess, just go into the imaginary for a second and imagine if we were all in council, what our policies and ideas would be to make this place a lot better, right?
So the Novos are joining council. We're going to try and help, I guess, put a band-aid over this problem from there.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay. Well, first thing this brings to mind for me is I think we urgently need more parking in town.
Oh, yeah.
It is outrageous. You try and go onto, like, Derby Street or something on a Friday night. You can't get a parking anywhere. You just want to go and enjoy. Newcastle has such a great, like, food scene.
Yeah.
And a restaurant scene, restaurant culture. But you can't go and enjoy it because you can't park anywhere. It's outrageous.
And funny you mention that. I've actually got a good solution to that. All the main roads, like, say, your Beaumonts, your Derbys, that sort of thing, let's just build, like, a tunnel street that goes underneath. Right? That would be like a replica of the above ground street, and that'll have all your parking and stuff down there. So yeah, your main, like, eatery food streets, let's do that. Tunnel streets, number one.
So what you're thinking, like, a big high-rise parking building, that's an eyesore.
Exactly.
So you got to hide it underground.
Exactly. It's better. And apparently, like, there's a bunch of sort of, like, old tunnels and stuff from the mines and that. We could probably just use some of those. Zeep's knocking about already.
All right, well, that sounds like a fairly good solution. I know producer Scotty Propeller has been working behind the scenes as well, putting his case together. What is going to be your election promise, Chip?
I will deliver, when I join local council,
when,
more adult-appropriate playgrounds so you can go and play on adult swing sets, because why should all the kids get the fun?
I'm all for this.
Yeah, that's you know what? That is true. I haven't seen many adult swing sets around, to be fair.
And there should be more.
Okay, very good. I'd like to make our airport hurry it up to be international.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Can we please get over to, like, Bali, Thailand, that sort of thing on cheap flights? And being not Sydney, can I, because we're better, it would be cheaper as well, right?
Absolutely. Another thing that's really bugging me,
yeah,
we need to get rid of these four-way stop signs. Just make them roundabouts. They do the same job.
Oh, my God.
Make it a roundabout.
Yeah, let's do that. You know what? That is probably the best and most realistic of the things. Can we hurry that up? Elections, promises, locked in. Let's do this. The Novos are going to join council.
Probably not.
But maybe not.
UFM. The Novos. And this is UFM at breakfast. At breakfast. The Novos.
And you remember, not too long ago, there was lots of disappointment around Newcastle and the Hunter because the Newcastle 500 was taken from us, I suppose. We weren't going to get the supercars next year.
Yeah, there was a lot of sadness.
Massive event, brings in lots of people. I think for the most part, the community was quite upset. But they turned to Cessnock, who looked to be the saviour.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looked like, you know, everyone was like, Cessnock could do it, Wine Country 500. Well, Cessnock City Council has officially kicked off its proceedings to host the Wine Country 500 event.
Yeah.
And this is what they've done, right? You'll love this, Crevo. They have written to Supercars Australia expressing an interest in starting discussions with the organisers to stage the round. What is this? You need to express an interest to perhaps maybe start maybe talking about it a little bit.
I've been thinking about talking about it. So what I'd like to do is think about writing you guys a letter to think about talking about it.
No wonder nothing ever gets done. They're handcuffed by all this rubbish. They have to. Why do you have to go through bloody five hoops to start talking about this?
Let me tell you, this is how it should work. You pick up the phone, that's me picking up the phone, yeah, and then you go, oi, can we talk about having this? Done. That's how it should work.
That hard, is it?
Ridiculous.
You know, like, I feel bad because the council always are in, you know, people always give them a hard time because it takes them so long to do anything. But they're handcuffed by all this rubbish.
It is ridiculous. There's about 90 strings of red tape that should be cut and removed.
Anyway, hopefully we get the Wine Country 500. And Craver, I'm going to call you out here. But you're not alone. Don't think you're safe if you're in the new FM building because there's an epidemic going around at the moment. I need to bring in Jess from the news. newsroom as well, because we have a nasty case at New FM at the moment of some messy car criminals. Now, I'm looking at both you two, and there's some guilty faces looking back at me, because both of you are so guilty of this messy car crime.
Can't even deny it.
Neither can I.
Very appropriate sound effect. I'm telling you now for a fact, and this is I know for a fact happens with your car, Crevo. If you go to hop in someone's car and then you're standing awkwardly by the door for more than 5 seconds because they've said, "Oh, hold on a second, let me just move a few things," your car's too messy. You need to clean it up. It's that outrageous.
If I did an audit this morning, you would see in here like a Slurpee cup, maybe a couple of drink cans, packet of chips, old packet of chips, like tissue box that's done, it's had its day. There's a couple of jackets in there from the last couple of days. It's outrageous.
Now, if you've got a few like bits of clothes, some spare shoes, maybe you've got like tools or something in the car, that's one thing. But the thing that really grosses me out is all like the fast food wrappers and the food scraps and stuff like that. What's the main culprit in your car, Jess?
Mine's Alfred's hair. And just stuff. Like, there's a camping chair, which has actually come in handy several times the last month, but it's been in there 4 months. There's shoes, there's clothes, there's towels, pieces of paper, pens, stuff. Just stuff.
You just don't need all of it in there.
But what if I do?
No, but you're not keeping it in there in case you do. You're keeping it in there because you're too lazy to bring it out.
Shut up.
That is correct. I'm definitely in that category. And once in a while, right, I'll go, right, time to clean out the car. And it takes so long. You think, oh, it should be like a 10-minute job.
It's never a 10-minute
job. An hour later, you're still like piling things out of the car. What have I even got this in here
but
for?
But if you pulled it out as you went, it'd be like 10 seconds every time. It wouldn't have to be a 20-minute job.
Oh, that's the chit-chat of a sensible person, isn't it, Jess?
You know what he also misses out on? When you, like, clean out the car and you come across a pair of shoes or a shirt, you're like, oh, I wondered where that went. I'm so happy I found it.
You should have to have a treasure hunt with your own items. A scavenger hunt. That's outrageous. You know what, though? I think this epidemic stretches further than the Sandgate bunker. I reckon we should put out a call for Newcastle's worst messy car criminal.
All right, yeah, and you can, even if you like look in your car now and you can, you know, tell us, list off some of the things that are in it.
Or dob, you know, in someone in your family or a partner or something like that, because my brother's so bad for it. All the, like, fast food wrappers sitting around in the front of his car. Takes you forever to be able to sit down.
You should, no, sometimes you can't, your feet don't make contact with the floor of the car.
I was going to say the crunch of the wrapper. Try and sit in there.
All right, 4967-4105 is the magic number. Call us up, Dobby Newcastle's worst messy car criminal. And for doing so, you can get yourself a family pass to UFM's Not So Silent Night. So this is happening at the Hunter Valley Gardens, and it's their Christmas Light Spectacular happening on Tuesday. You want to get there, get a feed as well, go in and see all the lights. All you got to do is dob in a messy car criminal. We'll start in Mulberry Morning A. Amy, who's the messy car criminal in your life?
That would be my husband.
Oh, dear. Dob him in. What's in the car?
We have everything. He tells me he doesn't eat fast food. We get in the car. There is fast food wrappers. There are leftover jumpers and things. I don't know how long clothes have been in the car. He's a grub. And he's generally such a clean person, but as soon as you jump in that car, you're like, what is going on?
That's you know what? I hereby judge him as having a messy car.
It's so much worse as well, because fast food you have to have together. It's a cheap meal, and you cheat together with your partner. When someone's doing it on the sly, that hurts you. That hurts you in your heart.
So true. All right, let's go to Cessnock next. James, dob in the messy car criminal. Let's do this.
Oh, it'd definitely have to be my partner. Her car is absolutely atrocious. Every time I get in it to drive, I can't even slide the front seat back so I can fit behind the wheel, because there's just so much rubbish behind the back seat. She's got food wrappers, she's got KFC boxes, she's got McDonald's cups with Coke and that still in them sitting in the console.
Oh.
It's just atrocious, and it absolutely stinks.
I am judging her as a messy car criminal.
And if you can't even move your seat back, that's a pretty good... Yeah. If you're in danger, oh, I can't roll down the windows in case stuff falls out. You need to really clean that up, don't you? That is absolutely unbelievable.
It sounds like less car and more skip at this point.
Yeah, and she took it to the mechanics once and complained about fuel consumption. And the mechanic said to me when I picked a car, I've been doing this job for over 40 years. If she cleaned half the rubbish out of a car, she'd probably save on fuel.
Adding the extra weight. That's unbelievable.
Bonobos. What's the goss? UFM.
All right. What have you got for us? Come on.
It's the biggest day of the year. It's Spotify Wrapped Day. So you find out...
A lot
out
of pressure today.
There's a lot of pressure. What have you been listening to, streaming, downloading, all the sorts on Spotify? It's the day where Instagram goes... off. It is on everyone's Insta stories today.
Well, that's it. The only reason I know that it's out today is because it's all over my feed.
Already.
PSA, no one cares. Put it away. Stop posting it. Honestly, couldn't. I don't scroll past a story quicker than when I see it. Someone's bloody wrapped.
The only time I do have a look is sometimes people have like embarrassing songs high up in the list, and that's when you go, "Oh, this is an interesting insight into someone's mind."
I suppose.
Even then, like, do I really care that you love Bring Me the Horizon? Not particularly.
Not at all.
Not at all.
That's a specific call out.
They're not from the Hunt Up. Anyway, we move along. The winners list, though, who's come out on top worldwide? Who do you reckon will be the number one streamed artist in the world?
Justin Bieber.
The Weeknd.
It's Taylor Swift.
Oh, of course it was. Of course it was. It
wouldn't be.
I should have guessed that.
As if it wouldn't be. So she's been announced as the number one artist globally for Spotify, which also means that she has dropped a new song on Spotify. So it's a song that
to celebrate.
Yeah, to celebrate. Oh. She's released one of her tracks. I forget the name, but in
hang
this
on,
moment.
That's hang outrageous.
Yep.
Also, is it just like one of those old songs that she's re-recorded again?
No. This is a brand new song called You're Losing Me. It's from The Vault. And when she released it off the, I do believe it's the Midnights album, it was only on vinyl. But now she's had a massive call out for it to be released for people to stream it. Now that she's become Spotify's global artist, it's on the streaming service.
She's done a fool. She's won this award, the most streamed artist. And she's gone, oh my God, I was so unprepared. And then pulled out a full script for a speech out of her pocket.
Here's
in
something
the form of dropping a song.
Here's something I prepared earlier. Didn't prepare.
You want to tell me this wasn't planned? Yeah, pretty much.
Of course it was.
Also, the big winner, the album of the year went to Bad Bunny.
Really? Oh, yeah.
Again, don't really know who that is, but Bad Bunny got...
It's Latino music, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a big genre.
Yeah, and the most streamed song of the year, Miley and Flowers.
Was it really?
The diss track to Liam Hemsworth came out on the 13th of January this year, and it's just knocked it out of the park.
I think the reason that song's done so well is it's very broad in terms of ages that like that song.
Mm.
Also came out 13th of January. It's had the whole year.
That's true.
Also correct. Yeah, they're using like the American financial year, January to December. So,
but looking around the room, gents, what do we reckon is going to be our individual top songs of the year?
I would guess Signs by Snoop Dogg and Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah, I love that song so much.
Listen on repeat. For me, it's a song called Big Stunner.
Okay.
It's by an artist called Contrast. Got to be careful how you say that.
Very careful how you say that.
Yeah, but I've listened to it so much. It's just an absolute banger.
Well, mine's going to be either one of the new Blink-182 songs that's been released off their album or I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie.
And I do apologise for everyone listening because I do understand still no one cares what your song is.
You're correct.
What your biggest song is. So,
you are correct.
I'm sorry you've had to just go through that.
Withstand it.
Well, we'll push on quickly with another big goss news kicking about today. Taika Waititi, very famous film director, Jojo Rabbit, the Thor franchise, did number 3 and number 4.
Massive.
Mm-hmm. He's come out saying that he only agreed to do Thor and worked for Marvel. He was initially not interested, but he only signed up to do Thor because he was poor and had kids to feed. Now,
cost of living, through the roof. Everyone's suffering.
I'm sitting there and he's getting put under the microscope and I'm sitting there going, look, if you didn't have kids to feed, then why are you working? Like, what? If you don't have to get the money, then why are you working for?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, he's doing it for the money.
Surely,
fair
though,
enough.
If you're a director and you get phoned up and they go, do you want to do four? It's a hard one to say no to, wouldn't you think?
Oh, three and four, though.
Yeah.
You got the dregs of the franchise.
That is true.
He's not wrong. He's not wrong.
Prime years are gone.
Traditionally, though, Thor movies do quite well. So yeah, you could probably ask for a good few dollars. Like you said, an easy win.
I would never be one to, I guess, elicit panic buying, especially after the great toilet paper debacle of 2020. But I have heard, and I need to get Jess from the newsroom in here, I've heard that maybe we need to start panic buying, stocking up on donuts.
And specifically Krispy Kremes.
What is going on? There's a Krispy Kreme bandit amongst our ranks in Newcastle.
Yeah, so it seems that a woman's eyes glazed over at the sight of this van. That was a legit laugh, Grievo. Thank you.
Yeah, it was very good from you.
That was at this service station in Sydney, and this woman just jumped in and drove off with this van. Who knows if she actually knew, but there were 10,000 Krispy Kreme donuts stacked in the back of this van that was apparently on its way to Charlestown.
Oh, my God.
So, and still this morning, the woman, the van, and the donuts still outstanding.
They're still at large.
They're still at large.
But don't panic because... they already made a bunch of new donuts. I believe they've already got them restocked. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, they've made up for the shortfall, so there's no need to panic at all.
Right, okay.
Yeah, she's in a whole lot of trouble, though.
She will be.
This is the thing is so funny, though, isn't it? Like, what a story. It just captivates the nation. Lady, you've seen 10,000 Krispy Kremes and gone, you know what? I do fancy that, actually. You're just driven off.
It's mine for the taking.
And you know what's interesting? It's not like if it was a van full of, you know, jewellery or something, you go, yeah, we might see that pop up at the markets in 12 months' time or whatever. But what do you do with 10,000 donuts?
2 days. These donuts are off, man.
Well, that's it. If you see them, like, you know, like a six-pack of original glazed Krispy Kreme on Marketplace for, like, $2.95 or something, just beware. They could be from a stolen batch. Do they have serial numbers on them, like cash? Can we see?
That's the thing. Do they have that? Can you, like, run the UV light over them and see if they're, you know, the legit ones?
Well, they are legit donuts.
Oh,
we
that's
know
right.
That.
Yeah. But we don't know if they're, you know, gone through the shop or whatever.
Who knows?
That's the whole thing. Anyway, the investigation continues. Somebody knows something, surely, right?
Someone's sitting somewhere eating a whole lot of donuts this morning. You know who you are.
Yeah, that's right.
God, and I wish I was you.
The thing with Krispy Kremes, though, like, once you have one or two, they're very intense, aren't they? Mm. Like, how many can you eat?
I don't know. You'd be very popular.
Yeah. You'd be very popular.
Anyway, I guess the moral here, well, the takeaway is be on the lookout, be alert, because a Krispy Kreme van is still at large. You're still missing somewhere. Unbelievable story.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Krevo, we mentioned it earlier in the show, but yesterday we launched our food drive.
That's right.
The cost of living through the roof, and there's always added financial pressure around the festive season, trying to buy presents and also make ends meet.
And all the bills and everything pile up, right?
So we thought, you know what, we'll just do for this week, we'll encourage people to bring, you know, non-perishable foods and goods and stuff into the station here at Sandgate, 173 to 175 Maitland Road in Sandgate. And what we'll do is, at the end of the week, just distribute that to some of the food pantries around Newcastle and the Hunter so that no one goes without this festive season.
Yeah, just if people are struggling, you don't have to be homeless or whatever. It's just a chance to, you know, help yourself out if needed.
Now, we've already had some super generous contributions. One to note, though, all of about 15, 20 minutes ago, Nathan's ducked in from Bid Food with a truck full of stuff. He's got, and not only has he brought, like, the essentials, you know, like, he's got, like, pasta and he's got Weet-Bix and water and stuff like that. He's also brought some fun stuff for the festive season. There's, like, assorted Bickies in there. There's
some
Smith chips. Yeah. White chocolate sauce in there as well. So, like, some fun stuff as well that, you know, a lot of people eat to comfort themselves in hard times.
Sure.
A little treat might make you just feel that little bit better.
Make your day. Exactly. So, big thank you.
Big thank you to Nathan. Big thank you to Bid Foods as well. And like we said, we're taking donations all week here at the Sandgate Bunker, which is on Maitland Road. Just duck into reception, drop them there, and then we'll distribute them at the end of the week to all the different food pantries.
Yeah, so big thank you, and keep up the good work, Newcastle. We're showing what a great community that we are. New trend on TikTok saying now that grandparents are outdoing parents and therefore making them look a bit bad.
Is this like around the festive season, I suppose, gift giving?
That is, I guess, a lot where a bit of the, not resentment, but it is resentment comes from. I remember as a kid, right, and this is why I saw this video and I went, you know what, this resonates. My grandma, because she didn't get to see me very often, she lived overseas, oh my God, she would do the best gifts at Christmas.
Really?
Right? Of course, because like, you know, you get to see the grandkids so rarely. That, wow, what gift is it going to be this time? Always amazing. My mum and dad would be like, oh, my God, she's, you know, outdone us this time.
I feel like sometimes, actually a lot of the time, it is grandparents and grandkids in a united front against the parents. Like, all the time when I was growing up, you know, I'd go, like, they'd just undermine my parents, my grandparents sometimes. I'd go to mum. Oh, can I have a chockey bar? It's 10:30 in the morning, Stephen. Absolutely not. You know, go do your chores.
Yeah.
I sneak away around the side of the house and go see Nan. Nan, can I have a chockey bar? Of course you can. Here you go. Don't tell your mother, though. All the time, just kind of undermining that authority. They spoil you rotten sometimes, your grandparents.
They certainly do. And that's why I thought, you know, a bit of fun here. 4967-4105. How do the grandparents spoil the kids? Maybe you're seeing it in your family. You know, your kids are getting spoiled by the grandparents. Or, like you said, the, you know, authority's getting undermined. You know, they're letting them through on the rules. 4967-4105, and today we've got up for grabs a family pass to our not-so-silent night. Now, if you haven't heard about this, this is awesome. You get to go out to the Hunter Valley Gardens. There's a bit of food, entertainment for the kids, that sort of stuff. Plus, afterwards, we all head out to the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular. It is fantastic, right?
Yeah, and that Christmas Light Spectacular is on now until January 28th. So you can get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au or you can win a family pass now. The grandparents won't have that. You'll have one up over them for once. You'll be able to go, hey, come to the Christmas lights on us. But this is what we're doing. 4967-4105. How do the grandparents spoil the kids? Maybe it's winding up a little bit. Maybe you're on the receiving end of these presents and you're loving it. Fletcher first. Morning, Alicia. How are the grandparents spoiling the kids?
So my mum actually, she knows the kids are coming out. Mm-hmm. She actually fills her food pantry with everything that the kids love, and the kids just use their food pantry like a supermarket and pack it all in.
Of course they do.
They know they're coming.
And then at the end of the day, when they're on this sugar high, she just hands them back to you and you got to deal with them before bedtime, don't you? Outrageous. So cheeky.
That's classic grandparents for you, isn't it? All right, up next we go to Aberglass and Kim. How are the grandparents spoiling the kids?
Yes, I was just listening to the other lady there. It's very similar yep. Story. Yeah, they're only down the road from us, so they get to see him quite often. So when we go down, it's always, you know, like they get whatever they want, and it's Nana and Pa's rules at their house. And they send us home with little goodie bags, though. They pack all the lollies in goodie bags to go home.
Oh, my God.
I've got a cupboard full of all the leftover lollies, which is because we don't eat that much. It's all shoved at the top of the cupboard.
So they're getting sent home with full doggy bags.
Yeah.
Poor Kim's in a full like everybody loves Raymond situation. Parents just down the road spoiling the kids.
It's an absolute
unlimited night. PlayStation time. You know,
all the good
rules
stuff.
Don't apply just down the road.
Yeah, you don't have to go far. You can just walk there. All right, to Thornton next. Georgie, tell us your story.
Hello. My dad, he gives our son ice cream and Lemmingtons. Mm-hmm. So now when Bub goes over to Nanny and Poppy's, he screams up the hallway and starts yelling for the Lemmingtons at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
That's too early for ice cream traditionally.
I know, right? He's turning my son into a bloody junkie.
An ice cream and Lamington junkie. Poor George, he's got to deal with the early wake-ups every morning.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Pops just one time, did it? You know? And now all of a sudden, all the repercussions are felt by poor Georgie.
Classic. That's grandparents for you. You got to keep an eye on them, don't you?
You do. They are so cheeky. Anyway, that is us done and dusted for the day, Crevo.
It certainly is.
Before we do, though, we do have a family pass. New FM's Not So Silent Night to give away. Of course, this is happening at the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular, which is on now until January 28. You can get your tickets at huntervalleygardens.com.au or if you're James in Cessnock, you've just won them on us.
Congratulations. Simple as that. He was talking about he had to dob in his wife for the messiest car in Newcastle. She's an absolute criminal for a messy car, apparently.
Now, this is a family pass. So, James, if you are taking the family, you're going to have to clean out the missus' car beforehand so everyone can get in there.
Or take your car. That'll work as well. Yeah. The winning doesn't stop, though, with us. There's more of these passes up for grabs throughout the day. Make sure you're listening. Never leave New FM is the real message that we're giving you here.
And we'll be back for your Feel Good Friday tomorrow.
See you then. Bye.
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more? Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au to get more now.